Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week, we're at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention talking with Martin Lee Woods from Kotzebue. He started learning to Eskimo dance in 1975, and by the mid-80s, he realized he needed to learn how to make drums.
In 86, many of our elders were passing away, so we needed new drums. And by that time, I wasn't really taught how to make drums by the elders I learned to Eskimo dance from. So what I had to do was go around town and look at the surviving elders' drums. And I looked them up and down and sideways to see how they were made or what must be done to make a drum look like theirs. And I think some of them were made from birch, driftwood. Otherwise, you'd also, they tell me you have to find a birch with a natural curve in it. I had learned to work with ash hardwood and hickory, bending hickory hardwood, from a white man in a woodshop class in high school in ninth grade, 1975, who was from somewhere in the States. But I saw how he used a prime stove, Coleman stove, two burner, with a metal can to boil water and a 5-inch stovepipe over the can to capture the steam. So in 86, when the elders started passing away and they didn't show us really how to do that, I remembered how he did that, and I took a 55-gallon tank, cut open the top, and using C-clamps and the Coleman stove and the metal can and the stovepipes, I got some hardwood from the lumber yard, cut them into strips, and got them to the rough dimensions. And the leftover from cutting that used for the stick to beat the drum. And I soaked the wood, bend it around the tank using the C-clamps to hold it on the tank. And the two ends are held together by a small piece round, halfway rounded, using Elmer's wood glue I bought from Napa. And that's how I learned to make a drum. So it's a combination of looking at the elders' drum before they passed away, and then using technology and skills learned from my ninth grade teacher, who was a white man.
Martin Lee Woods lives in Kotzebue. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. If you want to tell your story, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org.